Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Missionary Baptist Church of Forest Hill, Missouri. My, it's good to be on the air again and be able to preach to you another portion from the Word of God. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. We have regular classes for all ages and we certainly invite you to come. Bring your families and worship the Lord today. We have our regular worship service beginning this morning at 11 o'clock, and certainly you're invited to come, and we know that you're going to find a warm welcome, and you're going to be able to be in a place where God's Word is taught. That's this morning at 11 o'clock, and then we meet tonight at 4 o'clock for our evening worship services, and Wednesday night our midweek Bible study begins at 7 o'clock. So you are invited to come, and we trust that you will, and it is our prayer that these radio programs are a real blessing to you. And we know that it's a blessing to us just to be on the air and to be able to, preach to you is a real thrill. And we're glad that you're listening this morning, and, we pray that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. Last Sunday morning, we were speaking from the book of Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19, and we used verse 17 as our text. And here in this scripture is where the rich young ruler has come to Jesus Christ, running to him, and he kneeled down, and he said, "Good Master, what must I do that I may have eternal life?" And in verse 17, Jesus said, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." And we asked the question last time, why did Jesus tell this rich young man to keep the commandments? And of course the reason was, is because the commandments, keeping the law of God, would show this man his total sinfulness and wickedness before a thrice holy God. And this is what is very necessary today, is that men would realize that the law of God is not bad, but it is absolutely good. And we ought to point men, women and boys and girls, to the law of God, that they might come to the place of realizing their total wretchedness before God, that they might realize that they are sinners. If you would, this morning, look in the book of 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, and in verse 4, the Bible said, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." Now, Jesus wanted the rich young man to understand that he was a sinner. He wanted the man to see that he had transgressed the law. And so the law is good. It teaches us what wretched sinners we are before God. And so this is why Jesus told the man, keep the commandments. And the commandments are absolutely good. In the book of Galatians chapter 3, we find in verse 21, the Bible said, "Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid." And you know, I know there's folks that say, "Oh, I don't believe in being a legalist." Well, I don't either. But following the law of God is not being a legalist. Obeying God's Word is not being a legalist. That's just being obedient. And so, I always thought that when you didn't obey your mother and your dad, that you are rebellious. That you weren't being a legalist, you were simply being obedient to your parents. If your mom and your dad said, "Go do the dishes," that if you went and did those dishes, you were being obedient because you were simply doing what they said. And this is all that we try to do whenever we obey the laws of God. We're not trying to be a legalist. We're just obeying Him. And if you don't obey the laws of God, then you must be rebellious. And the term legalist has been brought in by those people that want to be rebellious against God's commandments. And so instead of calling other people that obey God obedient, they want to call them a legalist. But look, here in Galatians chapter 3, is the law against the promises of God? Well, God forbid. The laws of God are not at all against the promises of God. And Paul says, for if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. And so the law is what brings us unto Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8, here in verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. And so the whole purpose of the law is not just to make people do this and this and this, but the whole purpose of the law is that we might come to Jesus Christ, fully trusting Him not only as our Savior, but as the guide for our everyday life. And so the law is good, and we certainly ought to follow it, that we might know that God is absolutely, totally, all in all. Now, what does the law really teach? And we're not going to go back over into the Old Testament and read the law. You know what the law is. I know. You know, the Bible says that the law would be such things, very simple things, such as not committing murder, not committing adultery, or not stealing, not lying about people. And the law is honoring your father and your mother and loving your neighbor as yourself. These are all parts of the law. What does the law really teach us? And the law, the God's law, is integrated into our very society, and it really ought to be, and in ways sometimes that we really don't realize. If you would, go back to the book of Matthew chapter 5. I want to read to you some of the things that Jesus says concerning what the law is. Matthew chapter 5. Is anybody listening this morning that's heard of the golden rule? Well, I know you have. Because I was raised with the golden rule. You know, and I was taught, well, do to others as you would have them do unto you. I knew what the golden law was. And one day, years ago, I was reading my Bible, and I found in my Bible the golden rule. And I thought, wow, I didn't know that it was in there at all. So the book of Matthew, chapter 7, the Bible said in verse 12, He says, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And so, the golden rule is obeying the law of God. If you want people to be good to you, be good to them. That's the law. That's God's law. Wow, that's good. That would give greatness to our society. That would build us up as a nation. That would surely stop a lot of crime waves, wouldn't it? That would stop these folks from going into restaurants and with an AK-47 and just shooting everybody down and then killing themselves. It would stop people from selling drugs. It would stop people from giving drugs to young children. It would stop many, many things if we would simply do to others as we wanted them to do to us. And that's God's law. But God's law does not stop there. The book of Matthew chapter 22. A lawyer came to Jesus Christ. And by the way, the lawyer in Matthew 22 verse 35 is not the same kind of lawyer that we have today who's a judicial person presenting cases before a judge. But this is a different kind of lawyer. This is a very wise man who delves into the Word of God. And so this lawyer came to Jesus, tempting Him and asked Him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? So this would be a good answer. What is the greatest commandment that the law could give? And Jesus turns to the young man and he answers him like this, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Isn't that amazing? That's good, isn't it? Wouldn't it be good in our society if men would follow the Bible, the Word of God, and love their neighbor as thyself? That is the law of God. That is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That would transform our society in a great and a marvelous way. The book of Matthew 23. What does the law teach? And someone would say, "Oh, the law just teaches rigorous, do this, don't do that." Look what the Bible says the law teaches. Matthew 23 and verse 23. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." Wow. Jesus gets pretty rough with them, doesn't he? "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you're hypocrites. For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin." And somebody says, "Oh yes, paying tithes, that's in the law." But read on. And he says, "And omit the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you to have done and not to left the other undone." Did you know the Bible says in Matthew 23, verse 23, that faith is of the law? That really makes you stop and think. Faith is of the law. The Bible says, Matthew 23, 23, that judgment is of the law, that mercy is of the law. Somebody said, "Oh, wait a minute, I thought mercy was because of grace." Absolutely. If you study the word grace, you'll find it's of the law too. It's all there. Judgment, mercy, and faith is what the law teaches. It's good to obey what God said and to love God. This is what the law teaches. Not a rigorous system that is unchangeable and unmoving and something that people don't even want to do anyway. But to obey the laws of God is exactly what men and women and boys and girls are crying out for today, and the experts in our society are never giving them the right answers. They're saying, "Do this, do this, do this." The Bible, somebody says, is an old-fashioned book. Listen, it's as up-to-date a book as you'd ever want to get a hold of. Very much so. And it's exactly what we need. Let me give you one last thought. The Bible teaches us that in the end of the time, that in the end of time, that there will be a person come. He's commonly called the Antichrist. Anti meaning against. He'll be against Christ. The Bible says that when he comes, he's going to think to change times and laws. The Bible calls the Antichrist the lawless one. Now, look what is being said and understand. And I've read to you in the Word of God how that the law of God is good. It's holy. It's right. It brings us unto Christ. It's our schoolmaster to bring us unto Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the Antichrist is the lawless one. When someone comes around and they teach that you should not obey the law, and Jesus pointed the rich young ruler to the law, you can know that that is the spirit of Antichrist. Because the law is good, holy, right, and good. It's just. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. If you're lost, we pray God's blessings upon you in salvation. If you're saved, we pray God would strengthen you and guide you. Come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. You're welcome to come, and we'll be glad to see you. And again, listen to the broadcast next Sunday morning at the same time, and we'll be praying for you. Thank you now for listening.